Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. That parking enforcement officer who marks your tire with chalk to keep track of just how long you've been parked? Well, thanks to Monday's opinion from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, that practice is unconstitutional. This ruling came in a case from Saginaw. And here with me now is Philip Ellison with Outside Legal Counsel. He's lead attorney in this case. How did it feel when you saw this ruling come from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals?
I have to say it's always extremely exciting when the federal judges say, yep, Phil, you got it right. And I'm very, very pleased, not only for myself and, of course, my client, Allison, but for really a lot of people who have been, I think, plagued by the chalk on their tires for the last decades and decades and decades around in municipalities all over Michigan.
So what sparked you to pursue this case? How did it all start?
Well, it's kind of a weird quirk. I was on the phone with a colleague of mine who was sitting down by the Saginaw County Courthouse, and the parking enforcement official came by, and she literally marked his tire with chalk mark. And he said, what right does she have to do this? And we got talking about it a little bit, and next thing you know, I'm on a little research tangent, and we discover this very important U.S. Supreme Court case called U.S. v. Jones. And we said, you know what? It's just like U.S. v. Jones, except Jones was a tracking device. In this case, this is a low-tech tracking device. And so we literally then made a federal case out of chalking.
Because we're talking about Fourth Amendment, unreasonable search and seizure.
That's correct. Now, the ruling of the court is that it violates the Fourth Amendment because they didn't get a warrant. That's the key on this particular. So if the parking enforcement individuals get a warrant for every single time they mark a tire, which, of course, is impractical, but unless they get a warrant, they are violating the Fourth Amendment by putting a basically vandalism on the tire of your car.
And the plaintiff, Allison Taylor, had gotten, what, 15 tickets in 2 years?
That's correct. She works in downtown Saginaw. And one thing I want to be clear about with Allison, she didn't park improperly. She didn't park unsafely. It's just the city of Saginaw doesn't have enough parking spaces for those who live and work downtown Saginaw. And so as a result of that, folks like her are constantly paying kind of basically parking whack-a-mole with the parking enforcement folks. And as a result, she just got nabbed at the time we started the suit, 14. Shortly after we filed the lawsuit, she got her 15th ticket. And she's paid all but the last one of them. So, she's a conscientious citizen of Saginaw. You know, trying to do the right thing, but she just got tired of paying for parking tickets when there's no parking downtown.
And what did the city argue to rebut your claims?
Well, they tried a couple of different arguments, but their primary one was one called community caretaking. And what they tried to argue was is that we aren't really regulating parking, but instead we're really taking care of the community by running these parking ticket systems. So very similar, for example, if there's a car accident, for example, in the middle of a road, a cop doesn't have to go get a warrant to help push that car off the road. That's part of community caretaking because they're not doing a criminal investigation. They try to argue that they're like that cop pushing the car off the road when they're going through putting marks on the tires. And, of course, we said, no, you're not. You're there trying to put a mark on there to get evidence to hit them with a civil infraction ticket, punish them. And as a result, that's like law enforcement. And as a result of that, the Sixth Circuit agreed with us and said, hey, this falls under a regulatory regime, not community caretaking. And so as a result, it comes back to the federal judge here in Bay City.
So what happens now? So your argument was first rejected in 2017. Now you get this opinion from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, clearly not buying the city's argument and overturning that lower court decision. So what happens now?
The next step for us, ironically enough, is we start the case. Originally, the case was filed. The city of Saginaw moved to dismiss the lawsuit, and the judge granted it almost immediately without a hearing, which was a very much of a surprise to us. So essentially, by the Sixth Circuit undoing everything that the lower court did, we essentially are back to square one, almost like the first day of the lawsuit. But going forward, the federal judge can't rule differently than the Sixth Circuit just did yesterday.
So how do you expect this to affect not only Saginaw, but other cities who use chalking to enforce parking restrictions?
Well, at least for the four states that the Sixth Circuit has jurisdiction over, that's Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee, it's now unconstitutional. It's a violation of the constitutional rights of citizens if parking enforcement officers, but they're out today marking with chalk, they're violating the Constitution in those four states. But I'm really hoping that this decision, you know, this is about $15 parking tickets at its core. But really what it's actually more correctly about is about the nature of the relationship between the government and the citizens, what their job is. And here it's our belief that the job of the government is not to try to collect as much money as they can from the citizens, but rather improve their quality of life and provide proper services like parking in downtown municipalities. Because, you know, if there's not enough parking, people can't live, work, and go to restaurants and enjoy downtown if the cities don't provide that kind of parking. And it's very, very easy for municipalities to say, we're not going to fix the parking problem because we're making a lot of money on it right now. And I'm hoping that's what will change with decisions like this one that came down yesterday.
And as the news is spreading about this decision, are you hearing from more people?
We are hearing from people all over the state of Michigan, at least, as to the fact that their municipalities have been using chalking and people getting hit with fines. And I'm suspecting this decision is probably going to put a pretty big damper into the operations of the chalk industry.
Philip Ellison, outside legal counsel, based in Saginaw, lead attorney on the case that found, at least in the states covered by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, tire chalking by cities, parking enforcement officers is not constitutional. Phil, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
And an update to this story. As of today, Michigan Municipal League Attorney Chris Johnson is advising communities without parking meters they may need to chalk the ground instead of that tire or come up with another way to keep track of how long a car is parked.